Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In this week's episode, we dive into the pop culture deep end to keep cool for the summer. We discuss Iggy versus Britney. We try to discuss the World Cup. We spill the details about our wig and heels 4th of July weekend. We talk about Tyga's gross lyrics. And we call Queen Jackie to get her official review of Magic Mike. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. So before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at Audible.com. They are making this episode completely free, and for that, we love them. If you want to get your first book free, use audiblepodcast.com/besties. They have over 180,000 downloadable titles, and if you want to do it, use that link and you'll get the first book free. It's the best way to support them and to keep this podcast completely free. Hello!
Good day. Is it, what song is that? Stop that. What song is that?
4th of July?
It's the Sound of Music.
Oh.
Hello. When they're on the stairs.
I've seen the Sound of Music.
The last little boy is just sitting there like, bonjour.
I've never seen the Sound of Music.
How?
Well, because I've never looked at it with my
eyes. Okay, let's do Sound of Music trivia right now.
Julie Andrews.
Yes! Why does...
The Nazis.
Yes! Where are...
Sweden.
Yes! Actually, I don't know. Oh my God, you did really well. The real answer was 16 going on 17, which leads us to our first discussion...
Really?
Kylie and Tyga.
You're just diving right in. No preface.
Daddy's going to dive.
Dive, daddy, dive.
So, Corey, what's the deal? Do you even care? Tyga is 25. Kylie is 17.
You're just, like, naming names. I have literally no idea what you're talking about in what context.
Okay, so Tyga is a rapper.
Got
allegedly.
It. Thank you. Here we go.
I'd like to see the receipts.
Okay.
But, and then Kylie is
Isn't he in that famous Harmony song like Mariah? I think he is.
Like Mariah?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's the rapper in that, I think.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, okay. Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
Okay, continue.
Well, Tyga is 25. He's a rapper. Kylie is a famous daughter of...
Kylie Jenner.
The Kardashian clan. Yep. And so we've got the relationship going between a 25-year-old and a 17-year-old, and it's under a lot of speculation and fire because it's very graphic in PDA, and people are saying that she's underage. I don't know the age of consent where they live, but I will say it is a huge age gap, and I think...
Wow, you're just a... If she were 18 and he were 26, would you care?
I guess... There's a thing. What is that rule? I don't know if I ascribe to the rule, but there's a rule that people generally consult where it's half your age plus 5 is the appropriate age for you to be dating youngest. So, and I don't know if that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what a lot of people use.
So for me, half my age plus 5 would be 15 plus 5 is 20, so I could date a 20-year-old.
It's not whether you can or whatever. It's like, do you, like, maturity-wise, for where your lives
are. In a context, I'll let you talk about...
Sure.
I'll let you talk about consent or age or whatever if they're a minor, yeah. But, like, the second they're 18, an 18-year-old can date an 80-year-old. Isn't that what Anna Nicole Smith did?
I agree. I didn't say I disagree. But maturity-wise, I think people are arguing that you're at different parts of your life and it's inappropriate. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. That's what people are speculating. Anyway, the drama in today's situation with Tyga versus... Kylie, not
yes.
even versus.
Get into it.
Is, I mean, this was a week or so ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, but Tyga has a new song called Pleaser.
Okay.
Instead of an S, it has a Z.
Oh. Very risky.
Mm-hmm. But the lyrics include, I hit her, she backwards, licking her a-hole, my D is the password, T nasty, about to catch a felony for it, vagina juice like orange juice in the morning. So,
wow.
He's talking about getting a felony for hitting this girl.
Hitting her, like, abuse? Or
no. Hitting it from behind, honey. Henny.
Okay.
So, I guess it's just... Oh, and then he goes on... Oh, Boozy says... This is a different lyricist in the song. Smile, make her weaker. Hit it. Just stuff that Kardashian P word.
Punani.
Yes. Business-minded, but most of all, she nasty for me. She wetter than Niagara Falls. I guess I'm just, this is not my jam.
But you said Boosie was singing that.
Right, but it's Tyga's song. And Tyga just talked about getting a felony for it.
Listen.
So I think that's a little bit of like.
Well, you know, Tina Turner has a song, Private Dancer. Just because she sang it, does that mean she's a stripper?
No.
There you go. People don't have.
But if life imitates art and art imitates life,
lyric
Henny.
Ain't truth. Lyric ain't tea.
Henny.
Lyric can be fiction.
Hoony. So what you're telling me is that.
That Tina Turner is not a stripper,
Aguilera,
but she can sing.
No. You're telling me that Christina Aguilera.
Is not.
And Queen Latifah.
Are not Lady Marmalade.
And all those ladies are not in a brothel?
Okay, it's not Queen Latifah. It's Missy Elliott.
I think Queen Latifah was there on set. She produced.
I think you're incorrect.
Who else was in that?
So I think the moral of your first story is that I don't care.
Girl, I would not say that. You don't care if there's a legality issue.
I already said okay. If it's an age of consent thing, that's different. But you shouldn't be trying to police an 18-year-old from dating a 45-year-old.
She's 17.
I was just getting you're half the riddle plus five and a Skittle.
Oh, my God. I would kill for a Skittle right here in the middle.
You want to talk about something way more interesting than that?
Iggy versus Britney.
Oh, God. This is not what I signed up for today.
So Iggy,
my voice is a little hoarse.
Okay, well then I'll
nay.
Talk. Oh well.
So anytime you bring up a story that you want to talk about that I don't like, I'm just gonna say nay.
Oh my God,
because I'm hoarse.
Okay. Do you ever use the horse emoji? There's two of them.
Yeah.
There's
I
a
like
full
the
body
one and just the head of the horse.
So you like the mounted, the mount, the horse.
It's kind of like when you. I send it as, like, you know, in mafia movies when people used to put horse heads in beds.
Oh, my God.
When somebody sends me shade, I reply with a horse head, which means I'm going to get you.
I'm
going to
put a horse
head
in
your bed.
I'd rather you leave me a Skittle.
No more.
Or, you know those you know those hotels that, like, make towels into animals?
Yes.
I want you to do that to me.
A
horse head.
Okay.
Out of a towel.
I pictured the horse head, but instead of teeth, the horse just had Skittles
candy
in its
corn?
Mouth.
Candy corn. Like cavity,
so,
candy corn.
Britney versus Iggy.
So Iggy was answering fans, which is the first question mark because.
Continue.
So she was answering fans
you
on Twitter.
You love to give Iggy that publicity.
Publicity. Oh my God. I know. So she was answering fans on Twitter. Somebody was like, "What happened? Why was Pretty Girl such a flop?" And she said, "Let me find it."
She said something about you can only do so much promotion when you're the featured artist.
Yes.
And that it's really up to the label and the main artist to kind of promote and to perform and to book appearances.
Yeah, she said there was only so much she could do as the featured artist. And then Britney replied, not really replied to her, but replied publicly with a tweet saying
that she was so excited to go. You didn't give the back context. She tweeted that she was very excited to be able to continue to tour and have her Vegas residency for the rest of the year.
So people interpreted that as direct shade in response to Iggy shading Britney for making Pretty Girls flop.
But because Iggy's tour got canceled.
Yes, Iggy's tour got canceled. Britney gloated about her own tour. But I'm reading now that Britney wasn't able to properly promote the single due to her Vegas contract.
Probably, yeah.
Due to her
she
contract.
Probably had limited appearances.
Pretty Girls only had one televised performance during its promotional run.
But during the Billboard Music Awards.
And Britney didn't do any television or radio interviews to promote Pretty Girls. Now, I will say, if you're about to release a single,
okay,
should you not care? Is this a sign that Britney just doesn't care anymore?
I mean, she's...
That she doesn't want to promote it?
She's having fun in Vegas. She's close to home with the boys who are
her... Do you follow
her
on social media?
Yeah, she's...
She's always posting with the
boys. I told you, her Facebook.
Her skater boys.
Now she's just posting anything and everything on Facebook.
Wait,
like, look
literally...
Look at this heartening story.
Somebody gave her the password to her Facebook because yesterday, and I don't know if we talked about this, but yesterday she posted, like, just a BuzzFeed quiz. Or no, like
she
a listicle.
She does it all the
time. And she was like, I love the...
She's just like
no.
Your...
It was an article about the like 20 best BFF tattoos. She goes,
oh, I saw that.
I like the ones of the cats giving high fives.
I literally looked through all 26 of those.
I was like, who gave her password?
She's got it.
Why?
She also was like, I saw her post one about like prom dresses back around prom season.
So instead of promoting Pretty Girls, she's promoting listicles. Do you think this is good for her career? Does it make her likable?
I think the best thing Britney ever did was get control back of her social media.
and her, of her life.
Her, like, Vines and Instagrams, I don't know if she has
she
a Vine,
cute.
But her Instagrams
her
where
Instagram
she's,
videos.
Like, doing Woody Woodpecker impressions
oh my God.
And, like,
or when she's, like, on her Razor scooter. Yeah. Oh, it's super cute. But people are saying that Britney's team allowed the single to flop because of the association with Iggy. They didn't want that association with Iggy. So they kind of wanted to sweep it under the rug.
I could see that.
I could see that.
I mean, because they probably had already agreed to do the track and signed all
long
that
ago
when
yeah.
Iggy started to be what? What is she, Tyler?
A problematic fave.
Yeah.
She's a problematic fave.
Wow. Your fave is so problematic. Well, you know who is not problematic?
Who?
Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. In what way?
Well, did you see on the 4th of July, she tweeted, buy firework on iTunes?
I mean, if I were a pop star.
Is that shade to Gaga?
No.
It's not?
How? Oh, because everyone was using hashtag buy our pop on iTunes.
Buy our pop on iTunes.
No.
Wasn't
everyone
that your Grindr headline for a while?
Oh.
It was.
My gosh, did you favorite me?
No. Black.
Oh, my God. No, it was my – it still remains all of my social media headline.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. But I really do think everyone should buy Art Pop on iTunes. Now that you bring it up.
While they're over there buying firework on iTunes.
Now, people were responding to her tweet, Katie's tweet, was saying what about Miley's tweet or Miley's song?
Oh, no. They were just saying like Party in the USA had charted well on the iTunes.
Oh, I thought you were saying there was drama between the situation.
Oh, no. People were just trying to shade her.
Shade who, Katie?
Yeah, being like,
I think it's
being
fine.
Like, you're promoting firework, and look, Party in the USA is doing well without the promotion.
It was a joke, wink, whatever tweet. It's, yeah. Who cares?
Oh, well, I don't. She's queen of pop. Katy Perry, queen of pop. I retweeted it.
I saw a little cycle baby tweeting.
I just want to remind the kids to get firework on iTunes.
I saw a cycle baby tweet. Of course, Corey comes back to social media with a retweet of Katy Perry.
3 days after taking a hiatus.
Literally. What was our hiatus, Corey?
We went to 4OJ Weekend.
4OJ Weekend.
This was a long time ago now.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
erased it from my memory.
Girl, I don't know if you were there in the first place.
Did you have
fun? She was gone. Was gone, girl, featuring Ben Affleck.
And Neil Patrick Harris. You were Neil Patrick Harris.
You, naked and stabbed?
Spoilers!
Oh, shoot. Oh, well, spoiler of our weekend or spoiler of that movie?
Okay, spoiler of our weekend. Neil Patrick Harris was with us.
Naked and stabbed. No,
in
he
Ohio.
Was actually. I just need to clarify if NPH shows up naked and stabbed somewhere that it was not us.
Wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me. There were 12 other. How many people were at this trip? 12? 14? 15?
15 total.
15 total.
I didn't even know you had that many friends.
Okay, drag me a little bit.
Buy Art Pop on iTunes.
No, the weekend was so fun.
So what you're saying is no, don't buy Art Pop on iTunes.
I was a little disappointed with the weekend because of how few Gaga songs were played. But I will say she doesn't have that many patriotic songs.
Americano.
Yeah, and yet the people in charge of the playlists did not play. Okay, so before we get into any more drama, we gotta give some love to our friends over at Audible. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles, and they are sponsoring this week's episode. They are our friends. We love them as much as you love them, and they make this episode completely free, so we all love them even more. If you like podcasts, you will love audiobooks, whether you're driving or on your way to school or at the gym or whatever. They are perfect. This month's recommendation is I, Justine, an analog memoir. If you don't know Justine, she is an incredible human and a good friend of ours. She is a YouTuber and she is well known all over the internet, but she is hilarious and amazing and kind, and I adore her. And her book just came out. Again, it's called I, Justine, an Analog Memoir. I have yet to read it. I'm going to be reading it along with you guys. If you want to get the audiobook, use audiblepodcast.com/besties. You can get I, Justine, an Analog Memoir or any other book completely free. If you use that link, you get your first book free. Again, get that one, and we'll read it together. I can't wait to read it. I love Justine.
Did you have fun at the 4th?
I did. It was a lot of fun. We played a lot of fun games. If you don't know Corey Cool, let me tell you one thing about Corey Cool.
He loves a good game.
He'll turn anything into a game. We had a pool. He goes, let's do a relay race and chug beers in between each lap. And I was like, that literally sounds like my version.
Everybody got very into it, and then afterward, we instantly regretted it.
Well, I was over in the corner vlogging. I don't know if
not.
You yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Really?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
Which was hard because there were so many topless people there.
Yes.
Everybody was naked.
I was like, there were two topless women.
You know, I mean, the only women there were topless.
There were some bottomless boys.
Not that I disagree with free the nipple, but I'm just saying it's hard to vlog. There were a lot of bottomless boys.
I was thinking.
A lot of bottomless mimosas.
When we got back from that weekend, I was seriously considering just like quitting life and moving to a camp and becoming a camp counselor so I could just make people play games.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
all the time.
Moving to a camp to be a nudist.
No.
Because everybody was naked.
No.
What did you say about the weekend? Not enough nut. Wait, what is it?
There were too many nut sacks and not enough nut snacks.
And then I tried to tell the joke again. But I said, there's not enough.
I was thinking about this the other day, too. I was thinking about how you messed that up, and you said, there were too many ball sacks, not enough ball snacks. But then I was like, there could be ball snacks, like a mozzarella ball.
Oh, my God.
I think a jalapeno popper is technically close enough
that
shaped like a ball.
Yes, sure.
Like cheese balls.
Oh, yes. Yes. Meatballs.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. There were not enough meatballs, I will say.
There were not enough ball snacks.
There were not enough ball snacks. Too many ball sacks. Everyone was wearing this pair of jorts where it was cropped out crotch-wise. It was just a lot of body parts hanging and dangling.
Yeah. See, this was a new thing for you. I've been on trips with that group of people, so I've seen all the ball snacks.
Noe Valley. I will say my favorite part of the vacation, though, was when we went – the first day, we went to the grocery store and we had like 15 lists of everything we had to get.
Was literally your favorite part?
Yeah, because it was like supermarket sweep.
Your second favorite part was when you tightened your glasses.
Oh, my God. Don't drag me like this. No, I love supermarket sweep. It's on USA channel, isn't it?
They have a new
– TBS.
You know they have like a new one on Food Network. Hosted by Guy Fieri.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah, it's on Sundays. I always see it before this other show that I watch. It's like a knockoff supermarket sweep.
What is it? Supermarket.
Guy's Groceries Games.
No, it's not called that.
They call it 3G.
This is, well, that is inappropriate.
So you don't want to go on Guy's Grocery Games?
No, I want to bring back a new version of supermarket sweep. Supermarket Scuttle. Supermarket...
Scuttle?
Yeah, like a little scuttlebutt.
Featuring the bird from Little Mermaid.
Oh, another fun part of the vacation was we had a Disney sing-along in the hot tub. Corey, there were a couple parts you got into it.
I couldn't sing. I lost my voice.
Yeah. And you want to know how you lost your voice?
By screaming at everyone trying to play Mafia.
Oh, my God. So we played Mafia. Do you guys know what Mafia is? It's basically you get a card. You're assigned what you are in the village. You can either be an evil person, Mafia, or you can be like a doctor or
maybe
a sheriff or a citizen.
Maybe Mafia's not evil. Maybe they're just misunderstood like Pink's album.
Okay. But we played Mob Wives instead of Mafia because family is thicker.
I think you made a classic mistake by making four aces in the card game. Why couldn't the sheriff be the king? Or like the doctor could be
because
the nurse.
Because I was just separating
the queen.
Oh, my God. Why you gotta gender the doctor?
Who says, you don't know what the queen on the cards is. You don't know how she identifies.
Oh,
she's never told you.
My deck is problematic.
Truly.
No, but we played Mafia and everyone got really into it. But the problem with Mafia is you can't really play it with drunk people because people were just falling asleep when they had to fall asleep. And I had to be like, wake up, actually.
I would love to play Mafia with everyone sober and for you to, like, since you were hosting, make the people leave the room after they were eliminated.
I kind of agree. Or they can just fucking be quiet and just, like, not spoil it. So we were playing and I was the host every time because I want to be Julie Chen. And because I feel like nobody else can control that group. Everyone else that tried to host, like...
Girl,
couldn't.
Nobody else even tried to host.
McKillop? And what happened?
When did McKillop try to host?
Or not McKillop.
Stop.
Wait, no, and you know what happened? You know what happened? No, you know what happened?
They messed up the game.
And Corey threw a fit.
I was the Mafia, and I got outed because the host messed up the game.
Anyway, you want to know what else happened during the weekend? We played Settlers of Catan.
Yes, ma'am.
And
Settlers of Yes, ma'am.
I didn't realize that you can't just give away resources to somebody else.
Tell the whole story.
I'll tell the whole story. So Corey was about to win Settlers of Catan, a game of resources. And I did not agree with his winning because he played a mean game. He excluded me from all of his transactions. And so I thought, you know what? Fuck him. So I started trading with our friend Kevin. And I said, Kevin, what do you need to build a settlement? I'll just give it to you. So that
Kevin
would beat Corey. And then over in Corey's corner, he starts a huffing and a puffing.
I said, if you just give him your cards and he wins, I will flip this game off of the table.
And so,
you gave
after
him your
a
card.
Series of events, I assisted. You know how in soccer, which we'll get to, you can either score the goal or you can assist.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say I won through assists.
Oh, got
so it. So I helped Kevin win. And upon Kevin reaching his 10th point for the win, fury.
I flipped the board.
Corey flipped the table. My pieces of Settlers
landed
everywhere.
In ketchup. I saw a piece
yes,
in ketchup.
Yes, yes. One of my cards landed in my ketchup.
I saw it.
And what does she have? And she has yet to apologize. So here we are.
I'm not apologizing. You then had to read the instructions and see that, in fact, you cheated.
But I came from a place of love
for
you to lose. A place of love for when I love when you lose.
Speaking of losing, did you see Demi Lovato slip at her own pool party?
You flipping the table.
I am.
Like a real housewife.
Truly, it was my moment.
I would say, though, the best part of the trip, before we leave it,
okay,
was, you know, not all the games, but all of the wigs and the heels. Because it was a wig and heel weekend.
And you were a...
I was
a hippo in heels.
Oh, my God. For the San Francisco tourist stop, Corey dared me to wear my heels out on stage, and I was in a hippo costume. And, Corey, what did you first call me?
A pig in heels?
A pig in pumps. I was like, bitch, this is a hippo onesie, and I'm in heels, not pumps.
Hold on. I'm Googling, are hippos and pigs cousins?
Oh, my God. Valid question.
And the first result says, unlikely cousins. The hippo and the pig.
No, I don't know. You know those videos of just like animals being friends?
Yeah, I love
like
those.
That raccoon riding that turtle.
Oh. It was a squirrel riding a turtle. You literally talked about this already.
Can we discuss how great the turtle episode was?
Truly,
this one goes out to my dear friend at Turtle Oakley.
That was the turtle episode. You're giving her another episode?
No. We're done with turtles. Back to animals being friends.
I was going to say back to flipping and flopping.
Okay, sure. Demi Lovato.
She slipped at her own Cool for the Summer pool party.
Now, Corey, do you like Cool for the Summer based on its own merits, or do you like Cool for the Summer because it includes your last name?
I like it for both reasons.
Hmm.
Did you see her slip and fall?
Yeah, I felt bad. And then she got back up, and then she just jumped into the pool.
Yeah, and she tweeted the vine to her slipping and falling.
Okay, good. And, I like that.
And she hashtagged not cool for the summer, hashtag fuck it.
Oh, my God, good. Okay, so that makes it feel all okay.
Yeah.
Because when Iggy fell...
Oops.
Ooh, we don't have the rights!
I was trying to watch the vine. Michael. She literally slips.
No, when Iggy fell into the crowd, she was embarrassed about it, and she tried to act like it didn't happen, didn't she? Or maybe she did embrace it. I don't remember.
I don't know why you're obsessed with Iggy Azalea.
Oh, my God. I'm done talking about her.
All you want to do is talk about her.
Back to Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
No, not yet.
Well, as of this recording. You may see it in between the time this is recorded and it comes out. Do you want to see it?
Intend on seeing it.
Okay.
I saw your mom's official review on Facebook.
Oh, my God. Wait. I didn't see it. Should we call my mom and ask her what she thinks of Magic Mike XXL?
I mean, if you want.
Let's do it.
I mean, we probably have better things to do.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Get right into it.
Mom, we are recording a podcast. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
What are you doing? Are you busy?
Yes, I'm in the middle of a meeting.
We need a quick review of Magic Mike XXL.
A meeting? I hope it's about Magic Mike.
No, it's not.
Wait, can you just give us a quick 5-second review of Magic Mike?
It was awesome.
She's out of breath as she says
it. Oh, my God.
It.
So, really, what's this meeting about? Crazy work things?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been great talking. Good luck with your life.
I know.
Love you. Later.
I love you, too. Bye, honey.
Why was she so sad?
Probably because she's not watching Magic Mike at the moment.
She is not cool for the summer.
I found her official review, though.
Okay, yeah, read it to
me. It said, Magic
well,
Mike.
Well, after that, it was awesome.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Her official review was, just got out of Magic Mike. All I can say is, holy shit.
Well, you know, the first Magic Mike, she calls me at 3 a.m. and says, I just saw the midnight showing with the girls. You need to go see that movie. Leaves me a voicemail of that. I wake up to it the next day. I'm like, my mom was up later than I was.
Whoa.
And I was on West Coast time.
I'm literally still on your mom's Facebook. And it's showing
me. What's she
up
to? What's she
up
to?
And it's showing me the last few places she's checked in on Facebook.
Let me guess. Asian buffet.
Yep.
Okay. Also, a garage sale? Just a random garage sale?
No. The last two were Asian buffet and, well, this one's obviously really old. She checked in at the movie theater when she was seeing 50 Shades of Grey.
Jesus.
Very busy.
Heaven help the whole mid-Michigan. The whole of it.
Are you going to see it?
Magic Mike? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Which one of the guys? Oh, wait, didn't we play Fuck, Marry, Kill
with the cover of Entertainment Weekly? It was Matt Bomer, Joe Maglianaglio, and Channing Tatum.
Manganiello.
Okay, well, okay.
And who did you do what to?
Who would you? Let's play Fuck, Marry, Kill first, and then I have a different game for it. Who would I Fuck, Marry, Kill? I would fuck Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Obviously. I would marry Matt Bomer. Obviously.
Wow.
And then I would kill Joe Maglianaglio.
You're an idiot. You are so dumb.
Okay.
You are so dumb.
You are so dumb.
I would kill Channing Tatum.
Oh my God.
Fuck Matt Bomer and marry Joe Manganiello.
Wow.
He's 6'5".
I'm 5'5".
You don't want to climb that tree?
Remember when I found out that 6'12 doesn't exist?
That's 7 feet.
I was literally like, why have I never met anybody who's 6'12"?
Tell me one person you've met that's 6'11".
I mean, not 6'12". I mean, 5'12". 5'12". 5'12". I was like, everybody's either 5'11 or 6 foot, but nobody wants to be 5'12".
Gosh, you are so smart.
Remember when you couldn't spell soul?
That was literally you.
Oops. Speaking of soulless people.
No, I was going to say, speaking of movies.
What? Hello Kitty?
What?
I was going the same route with speaking of soulless people.
Go for it.
Hello Kitty is being turned into a mahoovy.
Hello Kitty doesn't even have a mouth. Choked.
Drag her a little. Oh my God, don't be so ableist.
Well, how is she going to have a movie if she doesn't even have a mouth?
Okay.
And did you also know that Hello Kitty is not a cat? They made an official statement.
I don't know if you guys could hear it, but I leaned back in my chair.
They made an official statement.
What is Hello Kitty?
I don't remember, but I remember them saying she's not a cat.
Is she all grown up? Is she a cat?
No.
She ain't a kitty, but she a cat?
No, they literally
made... Or is she just a sock?
They literally...
I feel like she's a sock puppet.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Perhaps she's a turtle.
They said she's not a cat, she's an idol.
What the fuck? Oh my God, well, that's kind of everything. Remember when Gaga called her album the album of the generation? And, or the album of the galaxy or something?
And was it?
And it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
The Bitch Better Have My Money music video?
Go for it.
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was Rihanna's directorial debut.
Which I appreciated. I will say, I think what you hated about it is very similar to what I hated about it.
What did I hate about
it? You hated... when she like flashed 420 on the screen as
on
if
the
that's
ATM
like
ATM machine,
like as if that's cool or like you know,
it's just not
new or relevant,
it's just
or
not
like
new or unique.
Fresh, it's not fresh.
It's very. I get it. You smoke pot. I follow you on Instagram.
In the same way. So what I didn't like was when they were showing the like getting high scene. The way that they demonstrated that she was getting high and super high out of her mind was they like zoomed in on her, but also tilted the camera until it was upside down. I was like, I get it. She's high. Like, her life's crazy right now. She's, like, going through it. I was like, that's not, like, it would just look like sloppy videography.
Wow.
Sorry to drag.
It was her directorial debut. She said, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Huh. I liked it, though. And I liked that it was kind of based on a true story, wasn't it? I think you know more about this than I do.
I vaguely remember it. It was a long time ago. It was like right when she had started her like accountant or something.
I think it was like 2009 or 2010. No, I read that it was her accountant said she had enough money to buy a house. So she bought a house for like $10 million, which, girl, why would you do that? And then it turns out she didn't have the money or something. And so she like was like bankrupt maybe, or maybe she was just like poor for a second. I don't really know. So she was pissed at her accountants. And the plot of Bitch Better Have My Money is they kidnap a wife of an accountant and like, I think hold her hostage or for ransom. And then like,
she's trying to get the money.
And she's saying, she's screaming at the accountant saying, bitch, but I have my money, which I did not get that vibe before I saw the music video.
Here it is.
What's up?
She sued her accountant because he or her gave Rihanna bad advice, which led to her squandering $9 million in 1 year, including $7.5 million, which she bought a moldy Beverly Hills mansion.
Girl.
I guess I didn't know Rihanna's last name was Fenty.
Yeah. Yes, Fenty. It's almost Hunty, which I like.
Two letters away. Nothing gets past you.
Don't drag me. Nothing. Why you gotta be mean?
Why you gotta be so...
Oh my God. You know what I'm loving right now?
Mean.
Let's talk about music that we're loving right now. I'm loving the Kacey Musgraves album.
Are you?
Yeah. And I had never gotten into her before. And I was thinking about this during my run. I was like, listen, I feel like now I get why they do single after single, because I liked her and then I liked her and I didn't really associate with her. I didn't really think about her. But then single after single, I was like, okay, there are a lot of singles that I like. I should check out the album. And it worked. And I checked out the album and I liked it.
Oh my God.
Shut up. What are you liking?
I do like that. Well, I mean, if people want to know what I'm liking, they should just probably follow me on Spotify.
And if they want to know what you're liking before you like it, they should follow me, because that's where you get all your good music.
Okay. That's very rude.
You know what else I'm liking is Bombastic.
I noticed that it's literally the only song you listen to.
Somebody sent me a screenshot of me and you on top of each other, music-wise, not physically, but like what we were listening to in that moment.
A turtle riding a squirrel.
Yeah. Wait, which one am I?
Probably the turtle.
Don't drag me.
Because you're slow.
No, you were listening to something so embarrassing. I was listening to the Kacey Musgraves album. You were listening to, what is that song? Meghan Trainor and somebody else.
Megan
called Marvin Gaye.
Oh, and Charlie Puth.
Oh, I guess that's not embarrassing because I like Charlie Puth.
First of all, I didn't know that it would show them that I was listening to it. Because I was only listening to that song because I wanted to hear it, so I listened to the first 30 seconds.
I haven't heard it. Is it good, actually?
I will tell you the truth.
Tell me the truth.
I was in the car. I was driving.
There she was.
I heard that song, Can't Feel My Face, by The Weeknd.
Yeah, which I – yeah.
And I was like driving, and I wanted to Shazam it because I was like, oh, what is this song? I like the song. And then it just happened too quickly. So then I was like, okay, then I'm just going to go to the Hot 100 playlist on – Spotify,
sure,
and scan it because it's a popular song. I was listening to like a popular radio station.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I will find it here. So then I was scrolling through literally every song that I didn't know. So I listened to Marvin Gaye by Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor.
I like Charlie Puth, but you know, I'm still on the fence about Meghan Trainor. I'm not on that M train quite yet.
When I was in there, I noticed that he does that eyebrow shave thing.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's what it shows on
his
Spotify.
And how do you feel about that?
I was like, no, girl.
Oh, an official fashion review.
He could lose it, but Meghan Trainor should do it, I think.
Do the eyebrow?
Yeah, shave her eyebrows. I think she would look great.
Well, you know, I like Charlie Puth. I hear, isn't he like, didn't he, the number one song right now?
Yeah, it Still? Was. I have no idea because we're recording this in the future and probably not.
Okay, so before we go, I feel like the last thing we got to talk about is soccer, because this is in the future right now that you're listening to it. And apparently, like, women's soccer is killing it. Is that a thing?
Okay, you're so bad with this.
What do you mean?
I mean,
America is doing it. They scored a goal. They got a hat trick.
They won the World Cup.
They won a flag.
It's over.
Oh, wait, it's over?
It's done. They won the whole thing.
I don't think so.
America wins.
I don't know if they won.
Girl, I'm 100% right.
Oh, my God.
Everyone.
Can you believe we did it, then? The women, they did it.
At this point, it's been like over a week since they've won.
Oh, my God. I think that is great.
Yeah. We are the champions.
I didn't know we won. I thought we had just advanced to the next round. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I'm 100% check your Twitter.
Well, I can't believe it.
Truly.
I'm going to have to say...
Not only could you not believe
it... A big congratulations to all of our dear, dear friends on the turf.
Yeah.
Our dear friends are the physical deers.
Yes. Oh, my God. Would you ever watch a deer play soccer?
Yes, obviously. Did you see
that
vine?
Do you think they would ever pop the ball when they headbutt it with their antlers?
Oh, my God, yes. Well, that's not a deer. That's a...
Buck?
That's a... Oh, my God.
That is
maybe
a deer.
It's a buck.
It is a deer. It's the same thing.
I thought a deer... Or maybe a fawn.
I'm getting out of here because you have no idea what you're talking about. Go USA. Congratulations on the big win.
Congrats, Allie. We know Allie.
Do you?
Yeah, it's Kyle's sister.
So you've met her?
I think I have, actually.
What number is she?
11.
Oh, my God.
Drag me now, mama!
You did get that correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay!
Yeah.
Hat trick.
She's not the one who's
a flag. They got a flag.
I did say...
A yellow flag.
One last thing.
What?
Somebody tweeted, thank you to the girl who did score the hat trick. They were like, thank you for clarifying that... Play like a girl means scoring a hat trick in the first 16 minutes.
I saw that.
Of the World
I was
Cup.
Like, okay, drag
and
it.
And I was like, living for the applause.
Wasn't there a lesbian who won? When they won, a lesbian on the team ran into the crowd, up to the crowd, and kissed her wife. And it was on like international TV. And everyone was like, that's an incredible moment for America.
I have no idea. That I didn't
Perhaps
see.
I made it up. Perhaps we've got to go.
I literally thought you were going to talk about Mia Hamm, like, running and taking her...
Who's Mia Hamm?
Shirt off. She won in, like, the...
Oh, my God. Before we
90s.
Go, somebody at the pool party this weekend for the 4th of July was talking about somebody on skates hitting somebody else on skates. Can you clarify?
Oh, my God. You literally don't know about Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Who are they?
Oh, my God.
Are they new?
We are literally going to have a Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan Queens episode.
Can we get them on the episode?
Probably.
Oh, my God. We'll tell them each of them is the only guest, and then they'll show up, and it'll be both of them.
Yes.
Okay, well, before we do that, go Google it, because I'll do it, too, because I have no clue what that's about. But, Corey, we got to go.
I'm leaving.
Okay, bye. if you want to find Corey, what's your Twitter?
Follow me on Twitter. It's Corey Cool.
And if you want to follow me, I'm Tyler Oakley. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, just go to itunes.com/psychobabble and subscribe. Leave us a rating. We would love it if you did. Send us a screenshot of your review, because maybe next episode we'll read some riveting reviews. I think that'd be fun. I got to give some love to the people who have been tweeting along ever since we started. So I am in the hashtag of psychobabble on Twitter, and I'm going to give some love to people who have been tweeting. We got Morgan, who is OK Oakley. We got Fifi, who is Oakley's Chris. We got A Troiler. We got Ash. I think it's Ash, or is it H? I don't really know. Either way, your Twitter is at TheyreMyOTP. We got Emily, who is Oakley featuring me. We got Persia, who is Tomorrow Oakley. So many people are always live tweeting with the hashtag, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for always tweeting along and giving us the promo. We obviously, girl, we need it, so thanks.
And you need a hashtag for this episode.
The hashtag is Mia Ham. Mia slice of ham.
Oh, my God.
Hand Mia a slice of ham. Me all weekend at 4th of July. Honestly, hand me a slice of ham. Or nut snacks. Hashtag nut snacks.
No, either hashtag nut snacks or hashtag ball snacks, depending on what you prefer.
Or hashtag cool for the summer, but spelled K-U-H-L.
Oh, I do like
Let's
that.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Hashtag cool for the summer. With the K-U-H-L instead of C-O-O-L.
Well, they're not idiots. They're cycle babies.
Oh, that was cutesicles. P.S., if you're still listening, Amazon is having a 50% off deal. If you go to Amazon and search for Binge, my new book, you can get my book half off. That's the cheapest it's ever been. And plus, I read on Amazon, if you order on Amazon, I guess you'll always get the lowest price the day it comes out. So if it keeps going down, you will continue to get whatever the lowest price is currently. So go get the book and send me a receipt, and I'm going to give some love to people who do. Thank you for pre-ordering my book. I really appreciate it. Again, it's called Binge. It's a whole bunch of untold stories, and I am so nervous for you guys to read it, but I'm so excited. Okay, that's all. Bye!
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.